bliss.
Welcome to Ignorance is Bliss. I'm Shaka the Free Man. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2019. Today, I want to discuss some things. Well, one thing in particular, which is the polarization of black debt on social media, or the polarization of black life, period, on social media. And what I mean is, when I mean the polarization, you all understand the term polarizing, and if not, I'm going to give you a definition. The definition of polarizing, which is basically, this is the definition that I found on Google. So, in physics, the definition of polarized, first of all, is a verb, which means. Well, the definition we'll use is to divide or cause to divide into two sharply contrasting groups or sets of opinions or beliefs. Okay, so that will be the definition that we will discuss as far as the polarization of black lives, black debt, or black life on social media. Again, the definition. The divide or cause to divide into two sharply contrasting groups or sets of opinions or beliefs. Okay, so inside that definition, basically they're saying there's a divide between the beliefs. There's a divide in the beliefs between groups. On how a particular group is acting, basically the verb. So, or your belief on the difference between the two groups. Okay, so in this instance, the difference here is the polarization of black things or black debt occurring online versus that of black, of white lives or any other racial lives. So one in particular, we'll see cops murdering black people online or on social media all day. Or I don't even want to be, I hate to generalize to say just the term all day, but we see a lot of it. There's a lot of post on Instagram, Twitter, you name the website, World Star, of polarizing things that are what some would say polarizing, but we see as everyday life amongst black people. So it's being polarized. So this polarization of the black life is creating a belief to other groups of people. And this belief, these beliefs that are being created are incorrect because so much of the polarization, or let's say when you say, and when we say polarization, I want you to think of a Polaroid camera almost, the pictures that are being disseminated through social media, basically are saying that this is what these people are. These are the acts that these people do. And with the polarization of it, with so much of it coming, with it being there so much, it's creating the belief subconsciously that everyone is like this. Every person that looks like this will have this in their DNA. Or will have this in them, and at some point it will happen. It will occur. So, and on the other hand, the contrast is we don't see much of this as it relates to other groups. other racial groups are not polarized as much as the colored groups or black groups, Indian natives, however we look at it. The point I'm just trying to make is that whatever you identify as, black, Hebrew, Israelite, African, African-American, whatever, we are being polarized in a negative light. We are being polarized. I don't want to say negative. We are being polarized in a manner that does not represent us. And factually, that what doesn't represent us, the word I want to say is effect. I don't want to say effectively, but we're not being represented in a as they're in the record numbers that they're are trying to polarize as us. So basically, they're trying to show the world that this is what these people are. And by posting so much of it, they're trying to create the image that everyone is like that. So with that being said, we have to think about what we're posting and the stuff that we do. And a great way to do this, a great way to counteract this, because that's the best thing to do, is to counteract these type of issues, or these type of, I want to say it's a crime. I want to say it's a crime on the soul or the. It's a crime. It's basically a. Not necessarily a crime, but it should be looked at as a crime from people it's being done to, because it's a very bad misrepresentation that's occurring. From there, I want to shift a little. Well, let me say first, to counteract that, one of the things that we have to do is to post nothing but good things. We should not look at. I think that even when it comes to the comedians, even like myself personally, I enjoy some of the comedians that are on Instagram. However, I think that we shouldn't. I think that they should channel. We should go about entertaining ourselves in a different manner, because when we put our entertainment the way that we, when comedians give a representation, or when they use a joke or making a, what do they do? They're, what's the word for when they're acting like they're someone else? I'll get the term in a second. But when a comedian is representing or acting as if he's, you know, a black person and he's doing a stereotypical role of a black person, I think that we need to lighten up on that a little, because it gives the rest of the world fuel on how to treat that particular group. So let's say that again. When someone makes a joke makes a joke that is a stereotypical joke about a particular group, it is fuel for other groups to use against that particular group in those particular situations. So for us, I think that we need to be more mindful of how we do those. And sometimes we really don't need to put so much. I don't think we need to do so much as to engaging in those type of representation, stereotypical representation of each other, because we see it every day. I mean, it's no need for it. We don't need to go to social media to see it. I mean, you can walk. I mean, if you live around your people, let life as it is unfold, and it will happen. I mean, you'll get those comedic episodes of whatever. But when we put it out into social media, it also, we have to understand what it also is doing. It's also giving others the fuel to treat us in that particular manner, because of it's stereotypical, and we should be, and that group should be used to it. So, with that being said, I want to shift a little to a couple of other things that I feel the comedians, because it may seem like I'm kind of on the, that was kind of a shot towards the comedians. However, it kind of is, but one thing I must say about the comedians is that those guys, and don't want to say guys, but the comedians, period, they're working together. I'm from New Orleans, and I just happened to go to a couple of the one of the guys' social media, AOS Comedy, and I saw that he brought out a comedian that's here in Dallas to come to go to Baton Rouge and perform. So one thing about the comedians I really like is that the comedians work together. They haven't necessarily succumbed to the issues of life and the hardships of it, or not necessarily the hardships, but the main part of, or not the main, but one particular part about this podcast, which is the ignorance is bliss issue. And being comedians, I'm sure that they're not ignorant to the fact, ignorant to what's going on in the world. Comedians mostly base their humor off of what's going on in the world, or their jokes, I should say, of what's going on in the world. So comedians are ignorant to what's going on. However, sometimes they decide to not play a part in certain, in some of the issues. And I'm saying that because there's a lot of comedians in the Louisiana area. A lot of the guys just not starred in the movie. I Got the Hookup Part 2 movie. And one of the things that I think that needs to be done is the organization of people, and it may have to be done by comedians. Back in the late 70s, I believe there was Richard Pryor tried to do a show. He had his own show, actually. And one of the episodes, he was embarking knowledge upon the black people. And in this show, the show got didn't make it long because of basically Richard Pryor's ability to overstep or go around the powers that be to embark knowledge on our people, on his people, about the educating themselves about who they are and where they could possibly come from. Those that has become a rare place for comedians nowadays. I must say that there's maybe, you know, a couple, but one of the main guys that still keeps that alive is Paul Mooney. And Paul Mooney is a guy that will embark knowledge upon the people and make people think about certain things. Now, I'm not saying that he's the only one, but I would like to. That's one of the main ones that popped up in my head. Now, the point that I'm trying to bring together is that if the comedians can organize themselves to do a comedic show, I think that they should be able to organize in order to do other things, which is to prevent the misrepresentation of Black people or stop the misrepresentation, the stereotypical misrepresentations. I think that they can also organize other things as well because of their ability to bring humor to situations. The comedians are, and it's just, and when I think about it now, how the comedians may have this ability, well, I believe that most comedians, this is something that they have because of their makeup, who they are, and what I believe most comedians are made up of. They're people. They are very people. They're very extroverted people. They're not introverted people. They are liked by most people. They are they're understanding. And some of the great characteristics, not main, but some of the good characteristics that comedians have. And it's one of the, I believe it's one of the reasons why they're able to connect with so many people and entertain such a large group of people. I say that also because Charlie Murphy, who died at 57, and Bernie Mac, who died at 50, were two comedians that could have made this happen. And Bernie Mac, more so, who really had a large effect on people here in America, Black people here in America. I think that we missed the ball on that one. There's still Samuel Jackson out there. There are people that can help this issue. So, however, those guys are on such a large scale that it may have been beyond them. Hence, ignorance is bliss. Also, I think that with social media, that the comedians today can have a greater effect on the society. But it's all upon the comedians coming together as they do when they're trying to do a show, a talent show, or whatever they're trying to organize. I think that if they applied some of that to the general public or their following, that we can get some things done. We can get organized. It's things like an organization can prevent things from happening, like the Sandra Bland issue that occurred in Texas some 5 years ago. And what happened just recently in Baton Rouge with Miss Sadie Joseph Roberts. We have to get organized because, and when I say I used Sandra Bland and Sadie Roberts as examples for us to get organized, because this ties back to the polarization of Black debt The Sandra Bland issue was never settled. We let so many issues, so many of these things occur. So many from the Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, Alton Sterling, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, and the list goes on and on. How it is, it's how we can just, how people can get assaulted on camera and no one gets upset. It's a part of the subconscious tuning that we have all, that most of us have become, that most of us have been, what's the word? Oh man, this is, the subconscious embedding, basically, that social media and television and media period has placed in our subconscious, that a black person, just a person dying, is just normal. Not only just dying, but dying in such a horrific manner, it's normal. It's okay. In the case of Miss Sadie Roberts, recently in Baton Rouge, how is it that a woman that starts a museum that's well respected by her community is murdered and put in the trunk of a car? How is it that we have such regard for life? How is it that it's being said that she was put in the trunk? Why would this be knowledge? Why would this be knowledge to the public? Why is this public knowledge? Because I don't want to just say anything, but I can count that when white people die, let me pull up an example right now. But there is, who can I think of right now? Let me get a famous white person that died. So, okay, so an example. Let's say okay. All right, I got one. So let's say, okay, so here it is. I typed in on Google famous white person, but I'm gonna put people. Let me try it again. That died horrific deaths. Google sent me back most shocking celebrity deaths of all time. Not horrific deaths, 45 most, and then 45 famous people who were reported dead. Now let's do it for black. I'm gonna type in the same thing, but I'm gonna change the word white to black. Famous black people that died horrific deaths. Okay. So I have found that Hollywood mysteries, why some celebrities' deaths are still murky. Okay, let's see if there's any black or white people on this. Because this would say a lot. So we got Prince, Bobby Christina Brown, okay, Dolores O'Riordan. I'm not sure who she is. The Cranberries died, I think, at 46 in London. Okay, that basically doesn't apply. She's in London. Okay, Natalie Wood, 1986. Natalie Wood drowned off the coast of Catalina Island in California. Okay, with her then husband. Okay. Okay. Marilyn Monroe. Wish. All right. So, okay, the point that I'm trying to make is this. The point I'm trying to make is that when it comes to the deaths of black people, that it's always polarized. And I'm trying to find an example of someone's death that was just posted all in the media. Let me see if Princess Diana, even though that was a different time. Okay. So Princess Diana died in 1997, okay, in a car crash, okay? Now, they didn't say that her arm fell off or her head was severed from her body or anything like that. They just said in a car crash. They didn't say anything. They didn't do anything or anything horrific about the death. So the point I'm trying to say is that why would they say that the woman's body was put in a trunk? Furthermore, it's also, doesn't that hinder somewhat of your investigation? Why would you give out such information that is part of your investigation? So these are the things that, you know, they want to embed in our subconscious. Yeah, she was killed and placed in the trunk. What you got to think about that? So these images and this, the images that the media places in our subconscious, whether it be through newspaper, television, radio, it's all media, whether it's hot or cold, you know, no matter how you ingest it, it's being ingested and you're putting it into your body, into your subconscious. So those images almost make us see like we see everything else. Oh man, that must be only a black person can kill another black person and put them in the trunk of a car. You know why? Because we think of stuff like this from watching so many movies or seeing it in movies. You know, this is something that, you know, that comes from, you know, when you watch those mob movies and stuff like that, which you see are represented by, you know, those are European or Italian people who doing stuff like that. However, you see it in also movies or YouTube videos with things that went on in the drug or the crack era in the 1980s or the 1990s in Miami and New York and stuff like that with so much violence. So with these things being reshown through the media on television, through the many different television shows, and being polarized through social media, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff, and also also people recording things that are occurring daily. I saw a picture of someone's body just tore all up because they got hit by a motorcycle, and people posted this on Twitter. So this is the polarization that we need to learn to counteract, because it's creating a false stereotype about people that other people begin to enforce or use these stereotypical situations and base them on how they're going to treat the people. So with that being said, I'm going to end the podcast by saying, let's learn to counteract the polarization of black people by not putting so much violence on social media. I'm Shaka the Free Man. This is Ignorance is Bliss.